From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice, also is probing the finances and business dealings of the president's son-in-law, who is one of the president's top advisors. The Washington Post reporting Mueller's probe into Jared Kushner's financial transactions on Thursday. Back to the president. Mueller is investigating whether Mr. Trump tried to obstruct justice in the investigation into alleged collusion between Trump staffers in Russia. This was an investigation that began at the FBI when former FBI Director James Comey was in charge before being fired by Trump. Fred Wertheimer is president and CEO of the nonpartisan group Democracy 21.
This has been a major development in the investigation, but all signs are that the investigation of whether the president was obstructing justice began even before Mueller was there. The reports indicate that shortly after Comey was fired, an investigation was opened into whether the president had obstructed justice.
It has been alleged Mr. Trump tried to get Comey and possibly other government officials to end investigations regarding Russia and his campaign. Intelligence analysts are highly skeptical of reports that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi may have been killed in an airstrike last month. A spokesman for U.S. operations against the Islamic State said the U.S. cannot confirm these reports at this time. The Russian army Friday said one of its airstrikes in Syria late in May targeting Islamic State commanders may have killed al-Baghdadi at a meeting he attended near the Islamic State's de facto capital, Raqqa. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Europol reports jihadists attempting to launch terror attacks in Europe are trending younger, and more of them are women than ever before. Last year in Europe, police arrested 718 alleged jihadist terrorists, representing a near twofold increase over the 395 jihadists arrested back in 2014. 22-year-old American student Otto Wambier's five-day visit as a tourist to North Korea in 2016 turned into a 17-month detention after authorities accused him of hostile acts against the state. Now back in the U.S., released early by the North Koreans and medically evacuated by U.S. government to a hospital near his Ohio home, much about his imprisonment in North Korea remains unclear. We get more on the story from VOA's Kane Fairbaugh.
Wyoming, Ohio is about as far away from North Korea as you can get. But the two places are now linked by Fred Warmbier's family tragedy.
The fact that he was taken and treated this way is horrible, and it's tough to process.
Speaking to reporters as Otto Warmbier lies in a Cincinnati hospital in a condition doctors call unresponsive wakefulness. Fred Warmbier had harsh words for the North Koreans he said brutally treated his son.
We went for 15 months without a word from or about Otto. It was only a week ago that we were informed that the North Korean government now claims he was in a coma for almost all of that time.
North Korea is still holding three other American citizens. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Wyoming, Ohio.
Australia is encouraging gun owners to hand over any illegal firearms without penalty next month as concerns grow over crimes involving such weapons. Michael Keenan is Australia's justice minister, and he assessed the prime minister for counter-terrorism.
Unfortunately, we have intelligence estimates that that pool of illegal guns remains large. Probably about 260,000 unregistered guns exist is our intelligence estimate. The more we reduce the pool of illegal firearms, then the less likelihood that they're going to fall into the wrong hands.
The three-month amnesty will be the first such nationwide amnesty on surrendering firearms since 1996, when a gunman killed 35 people and galvanized support for tough gun controls. Greece's European leaders have agreed to release another $9.5 billion of a bailout installment while holding out hope of debt relief. All sides reached a deal in Luxembourg after months of bitter negotiations. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.